This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Jim Cunningham with you, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday afternoon in Wilkinsburg when we get together at the train station from 1 until 4. The National Museum of Broadcasting will be a reality after we raise all the money, but first we're going to celebrate the 150th birthday of Frank Conrad, the engineer who started it all in his garage on Penn Avenue, and we'll talk about Frank, and we'll have a panel discussion at 2 p.m. It's free. Jack Bogart will be there, Sally Wiggin, and Bill Flanagan, and you'll be able to meet them, and there's cake, and Susie Barber will be there. Susie, good morning. Nice to speak with you. Thanks for joining us live this morning.
Well, Jim, it is great to be here with you, and you know, you, of course, are the star moderator of that panel discussion on Saturday afternoon. We're thrilled to have you there, but yeah, we're planning a big day. We've got a silent auction. We hope that people come and throw in some big bids. We have our president of the National Museum of Broadcasting, Bill Hillgrove, legendary voice of the Steelers for so long. And, of course, one of the auction items is a big day of boating with Billy and lunch with him, and we expect some big bids going up on that. But, yeah, I mean, Frank Conrad, when you think about it, is the father of broadcasting, and it all started in his garage in his backyard right there in Wilkinsburg. So we're pretty thrilled to celebrate his 150th birthday with a big bash, and including some of his relatives are coming into town. His great-grandson, Jamie, will be there, and also Jamie's cousin, Frank Conrad II. So it's going to be a big day.
And we have the opportunity to meet everybody and hear what Jack Bogart, Sally Wiggin, and Bill Flanagan have to say. Now, I should have mentioned at the beginning here that you are part of broadcasting history, too. We heard you on KDKA for the better part of two decades, did we not?
Absolutely. And before that, I was with Magic 97 and then some time at WTAE and 96.1. So, yeah, I've been around the airwaves for a while, and I appreciate the folks that might still remember my on-air days. It was a lot of fun, and I sure did enjoy it. But I think that's why I feel such an affinity toward the whole idea of Frank Conrad and kicking things off for all of us broadcasters. And when you think about it, really, his humble beginnings of radio in a garage doing experiments way back in 1919, and then the first broadcast of KDKA on November 2nd, 1920. I mean, they pulled that together within a number of weeks to actually build a new transmitter and go on the air live in time for the election returns that year. And, you know, it was kind of a long shot. Is it going to work? It was kind of all experimental back then. But what it's led to now, the evolution of electronic media as we know it, I mean, it's just incredible when you think about it. Those early experiments led to the very things that we carry around in our pockets now. That's a form of radio transmitting, our little portable phones.
Well, Susie, WQED has always been supportive of the idea of a National Museum of Broadcasting because QED is the first public television station in America, the first station which is put together by community volunteers. And KDKA donated the transmission site, the antenna that we started with in 1954. We've always been Westinghouse, and KDKA and WQED have always been together in one way or another. Many KDK personalities, TV and radio, have appeared on Channel 13 and on the radio here. So a lot of good stuff. Everything, including Nikola Tesla's in there somewhere. All the history
right.
of broadcasting.
Absolutely. You know, Jamie Conrad has shared with me a photograph that featured QED, you know, in the photograph. So you're right. There was a strong tie between the Conrads and also with QED way back then. So it's really wonderful history of Pittsburgh that a lot of people just don't know about. They don't know the name of Frank Conrad and what a father, what a pioneer he was in broadcasting and how it led to everything else. And Westinghouse and the story of Westinghouse and how it was the company where Frank worked, and he was doing all of this in his spare time, but it was his boss who saw the potential to, hey, wait a minute, we can turn this into an industry, this wonderful hobby that Frank has created. And he'd already created an audience out there with his regular broadcasting from his garage.
I love it that Frank Conrad bought records from a music store in Wilkinsburg, and because he got tired of talking, put the microphone.
Actually, it was It was better than that. He actually borrowed those records from the Hamilton Music Store in exchange for getting mentioned on the air. So it was the first commercials that were done, which is another astounding innovation that he came up with. But yeah, and the ones that he played on the air sold better than the other records that they had in the store. So yeah, there was just an awful lot of history that all centered right there in Wilkinsburg, just a stone's throw from where you're broadcasting today.
Susie Barber, there's a lot going on Saturday afternoon from 1 until 4. It's free. The idea is to raise awareness for the National Museum of Broadcasting and hopefully raise a little money as well. Our Renee Fleming, opera superstar, has donated her new book. She has some tickets to the upcoming production of The Hours that she will star in at the Met in May, and they're going to be available as part of the auction. So we're raising a little money, but it's a celebration of the 150th birthday of Frank Conrad, and everyone is welcome.
Absolutely, and you can still register online. Just go to our website and check it out. And that is nmbpitt.org. So nmbpitt, sorry, you set up nmbpitt.org. And you can still register to come out to our event. We'd love to see you.
National Museum of Broadcasting. It starts at 1, but at 2, the panel discussion. Now, what would you expect, knowing Jack Bogart and Sally Wigan and Bill Flanagan? What would you expect from this group in their reminiscing about the amazing things that happened? The Farkleberry tart and funny listeners who phoned in. I think it's going to be a cheerful and fascinating hour.
I think it's a lot of fun. I've encouraged the panel to tell stories from their early first days on the air when they came to Pittsburgh or when they started their career. And they've each shared with me something very interesting. Sally Wigan shared with me that her first assignment as a reporter when she got here was the lottery story, the 666 story. So what a big story to be assigned as your very first one as you arrive in town. And Bill Flanagan, I believe he told me that his first day on the air was the same day that Nixon resigned. So, I mean, there was a lot of interesting history. And Jack Bogart, some incredible stories. He's the great storyteller. Can't wait to hear him tell some of his stories. His earliest exposure to KDKA radio came when he was 8 years old. So talk about destiny. He truly was intended to come to our market and entertain so many people throughout the years that he did.
Ron Klink, Susie Barber, Bill Hillgrove, and the three panelists will all be on the scene. It's going to be possible to meet Sally Wigan and Jack Bogart, Bill Flanagan, is it not?
Absolutely.
What a day.
It's going to be a wonderful time, and we're so happy that you're going to be a part of it too, Jim.
In Wilkinsburg, 1 until 4 at the train station. It is free. You can just show up, but it'd be nice if you'd register in advance on the website for the National Museum of Broadcasting. Susie, thanks so much for calling in this morning. I understood you're our neighbor, not so far from us. What part of town are you living in these days?
Not far at all. I'm over in Black Ridge.
Wonderful. All right. We'll see you in Wilkinsburg on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Look forward to it.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.